This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed? Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
Yeah, that is the what? No, I'm so glad. Jason, thank you for engineering the broadcast. Jason, there is no need to make a concession speech for your run for the president, JasonStanek2020.com, because no one else has. And here we are in the United States of America, and the media seems to be in charge, and they make the declarations of who the selected person is. Kind of outrageous, isn't it? Kind of outrageous. And who elected them, you know? So here we are. Dr. Sheely, I believe probably about half of Americans have a stomachache right now after hearing the media declare that Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist, the Biden syndicate has won the selection. What do we do about it?
As usual, the media sucks, and I can't say what else.
Yeah. And I was looking at an image of some of the pro President Trump protesters in some of the cities, and there's one of these guys, and he has an AR-15, and he's got it's strapped to him, and you can see the magazine. Now, typically a magazine for an AR-15 would be maybe 30 rounds. Well, this particular guy who they took the image of and put it on the internet has a drum magazine. Now, I don't have one of those. I've seen them at gun shows, and they are close to 100 rounds. And you can see through part of this drum magazine. So it's a high capacity, very high capacity. And this particular drum magazine, well, you can look through some of the slots in it. You can see how many cartridges are left. And you can see that they are not blanks. They are live rounds. So here we have, and we talked about this, protesters. The shots haven't really been fired in anger yet, but the potential for it is right there. Live rounds, high capacity magazine on this one particular guy. Other guys have 30 round magazines, which is more typical for an AR-15. And then they have these vests on that have multiple magazines in them. So we're looking at four magazines times 30, 120 rounds, plus one in the rifle. That's 120 plus 30. That's 150 rounds. That is typically what you're seeing people carry. Yeah. And you know, some of these, you can buy an AR-15 that is semi-automatic, meaning you squeeze the trigger once, and it goes bang once. There are select fire that you can get that you squeeze the trigger once, and it goes off three times. And then there's another option. You squeeze the trigger once, and it keeps going until you let go of the trigger. That would be full automatic. That's like a machine gun. So, or you know, a small machine gun, a submachine gun. So here we are. Here we are, and people are angry, and people are elated. There are people dancing in the street that we have elected. A stumble bum. A stumble bum. If you don't know what that word means, spend the 30 seconds and look it up. Stumble bum. A stumble bum has been selected by the media as the winner of the contest. I can't imagine it being worse. Well, maybe Hillary. But this guy, Dr. Sheely, this guy is He's putting together his cabinet. His cabinet is the old cronies. It's the old guard. It's the old problem causers. I can't believe it.
May I read a few of the other words of some of them?
Sure.
A lout, boor, barbarian, Neanderthal, churl, clown, gawk, hulk, bumpkin, yokel, fool, dolt, dullard, bustoon, idiot, 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 imbecile, half-wit, cretin, jackass, goon, jerk, yahoo, ape, gorilla, baboon, bear, lump, clodhopper, clod, butthead, meathead, and more.
Yeah, and
that is a brief summary of Joe Biden.
Yeah, he's a stumble bum. And there's another word or another catchphrase, if you want to say that, use that term, to describe what a stumble bum is, and that's second rate. Second rate.
I would give him a below par. Rate.
Yeah, yeah. Below par. Below par. Now, class, here's something that you may not have heard, but I heard this. I literally heard the stumble bum say this many years ago, and he was addressing some Zionists. He was on stage. And I'm going to paraphrase what he said because I don't have it in front of me, and I'll bet you can't even find this anymore. But he was addressing some Zionists, and it went something like this. Hey, look, I'm one of you guys. I'm a Zionist. I'm one of you. That's what he was conveying to the group, that he's a Zionist. So we have a guy who reads the Bible, professes to be a Catholic, goes to a Catholic church on Sundays regularly, and says he's a Zionist. Which Zionism professes allegiance to another group of people other than the United States of America. And yet, he was selected by the media and by a whole bunch of ignorant Americans to be the CEO of the corporation. I'd like to say I'm stunned. I guess I'm not stunned. We've been talking about how dumb people are, and here's what the poster used to say. Well, I had a poster, and it said, "Never underestimate the power of stupid people in large numbers." And that's where we are. Stupid people in large numbers. And the stupid people are being led by the nose by the media, who has an agenda. It's stunning to me in some ways. And what do we do? So if you had a friend who proudly had one of those Biden stickers on his front lawn or her front lawn, are they your friends anymore? Where do you see what happens next? What happens next, right? Kamala Harris, who may end up being president, is a gun grabber. She wants gun registration. He, Joe, the plagiarist, wants to open the borders and let more aliens in. More. We need more people in this country. We don't have enough problems. I don't expect things to get better. Not anytime soon. I really don't. And just to put a little tiny, tiny speck of an exclamation point on this, if you want to buy toilet paper today at Aldi, if they have it, you can buy it. One package. If you want to buy, and that would be per visit. If you wanted to buy a package of toilet paper from Sam's Club, like Scott's Single Ply, 36 rolls, $25, you can buy one if they have it, one. And then if you decide that you want to buy another one, comes up and tells you, no can do. You already got yours. So we are living now in the beginnings of what happened during the first Great Depression. Rationing with ration coupons. Now, the coupons are electronic. They already know what you got because you bought it on the Internet. They know. So good luck trying to get another one. Back in the first Great Depression, you had a coupon booklet. And they'd say in this coupon booklet you could have sugar as long as you didn't use the coupon already. And you could have a pound of meat as long as you didn't use the coupon. And you could buy a tire as long as you didn't use the coupon. And flour and so forth. That's what happened during the first Great Depression. That is where we are beginning right now. It started. Dr. Shealy, any comments?
Well, it ain't over till it's over. And I hope the over is a total reversal by 50 electoral votes in the opposite direction.
Yeah. Yeah. And what does it mean to a guy like Dr. Shealy? What does it mean to a guy like me? Well, let me give you an example. So during the Obama regime, we weren't allowed to modify our creeks. Okay? So if you have a creek and you decide that, you know what, it would be really nice if I had a little deeper spot right over here and the cows could just walk over and drink from maybe 2 feet deep instead of 1 inch deep. And just collect the water in a pool in your creek. Well, you couldn't do that during the Obama regime. That was all removed as a restriction by the President Trump administration. So if we go back to the Obama era, because, you know, Jumpin' Joe is going to need some kind of a template to play by, because obviously he's using the same players as Obama, we're probably going to go back to the same methods, the same restrictions as during the Obama regime. And whoever thought that would have lasted 8 years? Can you imagine 8 years of another Obama regime? Can you imagine that? Gosh. Any comments, Dr. Shealy? I've got some medical questions.
Well, let's face it. I can't think of one thing that took place in the Obama administration that was good for the country or the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was an experiment. It was an experiment. Class, if you'd like to call in, you're certainly welcome to. Please stay on topic. And the call-in number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. We've got medical doctor, Dr. Norman Shealy, with us. Dr. Shealy, I was reading a study, and quite fascinating. And it says that people who regularly eat hot peppers, chili peppers, for example, live longer. And a study indicates that 26% relative reduction in cardiovascular mortality as a result of eating hot peppers. 23% relative reduction in cancer mortality. And 25% relative reduction in all causes of mortality. Quite interesting. When we come back, let's talk a little bit more about that, your thoughts. And David in Illinois is on the line. And we'll bring David in right after these few short commercial announcements.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
And I mentioned red peppers. Let's put David on first, and then we'll go back to chili peppers. Welcome, David.
Hey, how you doing? I hope you're not mad if I go back a little bit.
Go ahead.
Okay. Now I don't know. I do. You know, I always get a lot of information. Now the truckers are talking about going on strike as of November 29th. And they're also talking about another driving situation on the 11th, but the truckers all over and owners of these large truck companies, they were posting and saying if at the meetings when they say they're not going to drive, they can guarantee there will be no trucks driving off their lots. And this one owner, their family owns some of the largest companies that transfer fuel. And they said, wait until you see what happens when you get no gas. You know.
So, David, all right, so do you have confidence in what you just said? Do you think that there is a likelihood that the truckers really are going to stop driving on the 29th of November? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. And there's even brokers, you know, they have brokers that usually arrange a ride, you know, pickups for them. There's been a lot of brokers getting hit, want to know why are you going to, you're not going to support this. They're like, we've seen what you people done and the way you treated them during this whole virus. And they said, no, we are exactly going to we will not be setting up no rides if they go up, if they go on strike or if they stop driving.
So, David, I want to make sure that we're really clear on this. So we're talking about independent truck drivers, not the guys who drive for Walmart and the guys who drive for, you know, the major companies like Snyder and Prime and companies like that. We're talking about the independent guys, right?
Yeah, these people, you know, some of these said they have, in like one owner said between them and another relative, the two of them have like a little under 600 trucks, but they're all fuel trucks. And they said not one will go off their lot, their lots. I guess the truckers have been getting hit pretty hard, and they've been treated pretty bad. So I see what there's that. But, you know, there's also been a threat in the past where if these people get the Green New Deal, they want to put all those truckers out of business. So they're not just fighting for their... Sorry.
So what is the driving force for the work stoppage by the independent truck drivers? Is it they don't like the treatment that they've received by the people, that they've been thrown out of restaurants or barred from going into restaurants along their travels from stop to stop? Is it that they don't like the reception that the villagers are giving them? Is it that they don't like the selection that's been made for the president? What is it? Or is it all of it?
It actually is all of it. Now, they sat there and said Trump was the first president that stuck up for them, and they're going to stick up for him. So there's that part. But I didn't get to know about the rest until they were going down the whole list of the way they were treated. I mean, some of these people had to bring things. They weren't even allowed to go in and use restrooms when they were stopping. You know, and that's kind of sad, you know.
Yeah. Well, class, if you think about that, if you think about what would these guys do, that's what they have to do. And along, you may not think about this, but, you know, the guys who drive locomotives, you know, we'll talk about, you know, train locomotives, they have to bring a portable toilet with them. Because they are on long, long, long hauls. And there's no stopping the train, you know, to take a bathroom break. So they take a bag with them. They take a folding toilet with them. And they use their folding toilet. That's what happens.
And some of these, you know, the long-haul couple drivers, we had family. I've had a lot of family on my on both of our sides that's been truckers and long-haul truckers. And if they fill up so much, they get to get a free shower and things in them places at the stops. No, not anymore. Ain't nobody even letting them in their facility.
Yeah, what we're talking about is if you spend X dollars with Flying J or Pilot or, you know, one of these truck stops, Loves, you get a free shower. You get your laundry done there. You can take a break there. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shuley.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Considering the average flu shot is 40 to 60% effective, today's announcement by Pfizer of a COVID-19 vaccine that's 90% effective is a great day for Earth's population. The study was conducted with nearly 44,000 people. 50 million doses will be available worldwide this year for the two-shot procedure, with more on the way. The markets are rallying at this hour after the news was announced. The Dow Jones is up 6.5%, hovering around 30,000 points. Russia has joined China in not congratulating Joe Biden for his self-proclaimed win of the presidential election. Both countries have said they will wait until the election results are official. At this time, zero states have certified their ballot counts, numerous lawsuits are pending, and some states don't have final numbers yet. Speaking at a regular press briefing in Beijing Monday, Chinese Foreign Minister spokesman Wang Wenbin said that China had noted Biden's declaration of victory. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Plenty of games and upsets in the National Football League Sunday. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has details.
The Pittsburgh Steelers moved to 8-0 on the year with a sloppy win over the Dallas Cowboys 24-19. That's the best start in franchise history for the Steelers. Patrick Mahomes caught fire again as the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Carolina Panthers 33-31. Mahomes threw for 372 yards and four touchdowns. It's the second straight week he's thrown for four or more scores. The New Orleans Saints handed Tom Brady the worst loss of his career Sunday night, beating Tampa Bay 38-3. Saints quarterback Drew Brees threw for four touchdowns in the blowout. In other action, Baltimore beat Indianapolis 24-10. Buffalo held off Seattle 44-34. Miami prevailed over Arizona 34-31. Las Vegas beat the LA Chargers 31-26. And New England takes on the New York Jets tonight on Monday Night Football. From the Ohio Valley USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Looking ahead to the beginning of Week 10 for Thursday Night Football, the Colts travel to Nashville and take on the Titans, 8 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Congratulations to NASCAR driver Chase Elliott for winning the 2020 season Sunday in Phoenix, Arizona.
You know, I mean, all you can dream for is the opportunity, and I've been very fortunate to have that over the years. And that's all thanks to some great people. You know, my parents obviously have played a huge role. Past year's been tough. I lost my best friend about a year ago tonight. I lost my grandmother last year, and then all those things bring families closer.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, actually, God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Norm Shuler is with us. Dave is calling in from Illinois. And now, if you heard the news just a few minutes ago, not one of the 50 states has declared either candidate victorious. But the media has declared the stumblebum victorious. And the stumblebum made a victory speech. It's kind of like what happened at Syracuse University when the Stumblebum was a law student. And he plagiarized another's work. Using another's work. That's what he did. That's what he did. David, you mentioned this November 29th. That's pretty close to now. What Can you extrapolate what that means?
Well, they're saying they're going to have a, now how long it goes or whatever they do, they're pretty ticked off from what the posts that I've seen, and I've been checking up on it. And now local truckers are saying we're not going to be affected. There's nothing we can do, but they're supporting the longer truck, the bigger guys. They said they're going to support them. They're talking about shutting down and stopping. How long it goes, I don't know. The couple of the owners that I seen, they specifically transport fuel trucks, and they have a lot of trucks and apparently a big contract. And they said, we could shut this. Just the two of us can pretty much put almost a shutdown of people getting gas. So I don't know. There's also something else. It was told to me that stores in our area, they were closing down and not allow. I mean, they were not selling any ammo or guns at all whatsoever. They had it all roped off. So I started checking all weekend at the suppliers that I go to, and they were told when they went to put their orders in for ammo and everything, they were denied as well. So they told customers that if you feel the need, you like to go shooting or target shooting, you may want to hold off. Keep whatever you got because they can't get anything.
Okay, let me put an exclamation point on what you just said. Back in the early 70s, when I was at the university, I had a roommate. And this particular roommate came back from summer vacation. And, we all got together and saw what'd you guys do with summer, how was your summer, that kind of a thing. And this one particular roommate said that he was driving a truck, for extra money in upstate New York. And the first day on the job, the foreman came over to him and said, okay, here's your truck. You're going off today, first run of your new job. And take this with you. And it was a board, a small board, let's say 1 foot by 1 foot, just rough dimensions. And it had a big nail through the center of the board. And the foreman said, take this with you, and when you get out, at some distance, stop the truck and drive over this board. Nail's pointy side up. You're going to have a flat tire. And it's okay because you won't be driving for the rest of the day. You're just going to be sitting waiting. That was a trucker's action. Okay? That's what happened in the 70s when the truckers decided that they were going to strike against the company, the big company. So imagine that. So you've got a truckload of goods on the side of the road and you're waiting for a tire. Or a repair guy, or a tow truck. Now, to tow an 18-wheeler is a big deal. That's a big deal. So, if what you're talking about comes to fruition, and if the truckers decide to just take action, or not drive, or get stuck, it's a really big deal. Because the inventory for Walmart is on the truck. They don't have the inventory. What's on the shelves is that's it. There's no back room. The inventory is on its way. And if it's 3 days late, the shelves will be empty. And it's not just Walmart. It's all these chains. It's Target, and it's a whole bunch of other stores. Dr. Shield, do you have any comments about this? This could be a big deal.
To me, it's all the result of the evil empire taking over the whole world. And every single problem that has occurred is not really accidental, in my opinion. It is the Committee of 300 now, almost in control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that means vitamins, minerals, supplements, bandages, band-aids, iodine.
Food.
Yes, I even seen a lot of posts from farmers that own their own trucks to deliver their products to market. They said they ain't going either. They'll park them on their farms. They will not go. So we'll have to wait and see, I guess. Because I know we went to the store to try to get supplies. They didn't even have bleach. They didn't have bleach.
David, Dr. Shealy, let me share something with you. So we have, you all know that we have a farm, and I've mentioned that we have a tire machine and a balancer, and we mount and balance and repair tires here for the village. That's something that our son has expanded into. We don't do any advertising here. People just know about it, and they want to buy tires from us. They want them balanced from us. They want them repaired. Well, we buy tires from the largest, when I say we, I'm talking about the Finelli family, from the largest tire distributor, or the second largest tire distributor in the United States of America. So we buy tires from the same company that Big O and all these other big franchises buy their tires from. We literally do. Sometimes they can't get them to us. So what they do is they hire people to bring us tires in their personal vehicles. What I'm saying is you can start expecting that trucking companies are going to hire people with their own personal vehicles to make small deliveries all over town. That's what happens. It's already happening right now. And they'll pay a guy about $40 or $50 or $60 to drive to the farm with a bunch of tires in his back seat. Passenger car tires. Truck tires won't fit in the back seat of a lot of these cars. But that's what's happening, and it has been happening. So, and if you buy a new tire and you don't have a valve stem, you can't make that tire work, even though it's a brand new tire. Without a good working valve stem, it's not going to work. Without wheel balancing weights, it's not going to work. I mean, you can go slowly with it. You can go 30 miles an hour with an unbalanced tire and wheel assembly, but not much faster than that. Dr. Shealy, I see this is going to be a mess. Do you see an extension in the medical field with supplies?
Well, actually, we don't need very many supplies except our IV vitamin C stuff, and that's been a problem ever since the beginning of the stupidemic, evildemic. We just don't use any other real supplies except certain supplements. Mm-hmm. And, of course, almost every single supplement that we regularly carry in our store has been delayed at times throughout the last 9 months when we go to replenish.
Do you have a supply of your youth formula and your essentials right now if our class wants to order that, Dr. Shealy, to get prepared?
Yes, we do.
Okay. So
class, we've got 2,000 new bottles on order, but who knows when they'll come.
Okay, class. So you can go to normshealy.com and you can buy the same supplements that I do, the youth formula and Dr. Shealy's essentials, and I suggest you do it. I really do. We keep it on hand here, and I go to Dr. Shealy's clinic and pick it up, or one of the family members does. Well, actually, in the good old days I used to, but now it's it'll be one of our family members. David, anything else you want to share with us?
Yes. When I started monitoring and researching about what these truckers were talking about doing, the obvious thing is, well, they'll just hire somebody else to drive the trucks. Okay, now, owners that own those companies said there's no way, well, they used harsher words, they said those trucks will not leave their facility. But other ones, I found a whole bunch, just time after time, of people with CDL licenses. And they talked about how hard it was to get these licenses. And they said, but if you think we're going to cross the truckers and take their jobs if they decide to do this, think again. And they said they will not do it. So,
well, I can see the violence ensuing. So the replacement driver goes to the yard, picks up the tractor trailer and takes off with it and leaves his personal vehicle in the parking lot while he's gone. You can all imagine what's going to happen next to that personal vehicle or all those personal vehicles when these guys cross the line. You can imagine. A war will have started. My mother worked for a college. And she worked in the president's office of a college and had a whole bunch of ladies there that worked in the president's area. And they did all kinds of things. My mom did statistical research. And so these ladies all knew each other. They came to work every day. They had lunch together. They're all friends and co-workers. Until one day, there was a strike. There was a strike by the teachers. But my mom was in administration. She was not a teacher. So they had like two groups. You were either administration or you were, you know, teaching faculty. So the faculty struck and they blocked the entrance. There are two entrances to this college. There's the front entrance and the back entrance. And you go in and out either way. And at first it was just, you know, hey, support us, support us. Now my mom was told she had to go to work. Her friends, who were in the same area, were striking. And what did they do? They threw glass bottles, they broke glass at the entrances, the two entrances to the college. They threw nails down. They screamed at her. It was like they were friends one minute, and they were enemies the next minute. And Dr. Sheila, you've met my mom. My mom was not very intimidating, right? And that's
she was a real thing.
And that's what happened. That's what happened. So what I'm trying to extrapolate from real life experiences that I've been part of, seen, related to, this is going to be terrible. It really is. So friends become enemies. David, any quick comments?
No, just good luck. See what happens. I'll let you guys go.
David, thank you for that report. Dr. Sheely and I will be right back. And if you'd like to call in, you certainly may if you have a medical question. 866-582-9933. Dr. Norm Sheely.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Dr. Norm Shiela's with us, and before David mentioned the possibility of a trucker action, we were talking about chilies, hot chili peppers, and providing a significant benefit and in the prevention of 26% reduction in cardiovascular mortality, 23% reduction in cancer mortality, and 25% in overall cause mortality. Dr. Shiela, any truth in that? I got your email. Any truth in that?
As far as I can tell, there are numerous studies that show that same correlation, that somehow the hot spices, if you will, enhance health and longevity.
Okay. Now, do you think that would be continued through? Let me give you an example. You know those little small bottles of pepper sauce? That'd be like cayenne
now
pepper.
That and vinegar. I don't okay. know. I okay. think most of the studies are with, you know, the actual pepper itself. There may be studies, but you know, you would have to look at the label and be sure there's a study on that particular extract, if you will, when you start buying it in a bottle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the reason I ask is our boys are not capable of buying the small size. they buy it literally. I'm not exaggerating. They'll buy that Frank's red pepper sauce in the half-gallon size, typically. And they'll buy a couple of them. And so they'll decant them into a smaller container that'll fit in the refrigerator, and then they'll refrigerate the large container. But we eat a lot of red peppers and spicy peppers, and so it's good to know that that's a good thing. And I wonder if it has something to do with in Mexico, the Mexicans like a lot of spicy peppers, and I wonder if that has something to do with improving their digestive system because of the potential for contaminated pathogen-laden water. Do you think that the red peppers...
Well, there is some evidence, of course, that it does help the digestive system. And remember, some people call the small intestine the second brain, because more biochemistry takes place there than in the rest of the body combined, practically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so how does the digestive system work, Dr. Shuley? So we start chewing. What happens there? What happens, in the stomach? What happens in the large intestine, small intestine? Can you give us
in the stomach, you begin the process primarily of digesting protein, the hydrochloric acid and the pepsin there. Then you get into the small intestine. There are all kinds of enzymes for protein, for sugar, for fat. And it began, it takes the process almost as far as it will go until it gets into the colon, where actually by the time it gets to the colon, there's some final absorption of water. And at the very end of the colon, if you can absorb it, is magnesium. But very few actual nutrient absorptions of major importance take place after it enters the colon.
Okay, and it sounds to me, based on what I just heard you say, is that water is really, really important. And I imagine, I was thinking about this process, trying to make bread with not enough water. That's got to be a...
Well, water is second only to air, in a sense, in survival. We can survive longer without almost any food than we can with water, and certainly with air, without air. And remember, fluoride is public murder. So the number two source of life itself, water, has been totally murdered by the government and the dental profession.
When you think about people with thyroid problems, Dr. Shuley, do you have a feel for what percentage of them have been forced into taking thyroid medications because of the fluoride in the water?
I would say conservatively 80%+.
So 80%+ of people consumed city gin, meaning public water, without the knowledge that they were destroying their thyroid, which would put them on medication. What a racket. What a racket for the pharmaca mafia.
Well, it even more important, I think, in survival is in men. The fertility rate has gone down from 150 million to 40 million, and when it gets to 20 million, we are totally infertile. So they poison the thyroid, they poison the reproductive system, they poison the pituitary. But other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, the play goes on.
Yep, and to think one of the reasons I was thrown off the big station in Springfield is because I kept giving out the phone number of the city manager because he was putting fluoride in the water. Did it for about 7 months until they got rid of me. We'll be right back, right after these top-of-the-hour commercials and news announcements. Dr. Norm Shuley's with us. I'm Vin Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.